Monday morning here. Monday morning, the 15th, the Ides of July happen to be on us, and I guess that's not a bad thing, so let's make it a good thing. It's a good, good thing for us to be able to start another week together talking about things like the finality of the Zimmerman case. Are you surprised that he was found not guilty? George Zimmerman, not guilty. Jury finishing up on Saturday night. Protests and rallies sprang up around the country. The violence that a lot of people were worried about, though, did not accompany these protests. Protests, I think, are appropriate because I think he was guilty of something. Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour of Good Day. What do the various blogs and social media things like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, what are people saying in general about the lack of violence or the verdict or Zimmerman himself? What do you sense? What's the inside there, Kenny?
Well, Scott says that there apparently have been some demonstrations, and not quite riots, in Oakland. Some property damage there that's been going on for a couple days, and people waiting out in the streets blocking traffic and causing a lot of problems. But even so, it's nothing like what we were led to believe was going to happen.
Right, by the responsible parties in the news media, of course. They were the ones who suggested there would be protests and violence and all that other thing. This it sort of closes the door on his criminal trial, but there is that civil suit, the thing that got O.J. The family of Trayvon Martin can sue him, right?
Yes, they can. I did see something from his attorney, I think yesterday, that while he wouldn't say for certain what they were going to do, he said it's not really a good idea to sue someone who's insolvent, because Zimmerman doesn't have any money.
Doesn't have any money anyway. But O.J. was, I guess, moderately insolvent when he was sued. He got a $30 million judgment against him. And did the Goldmans ever get anything out of that?
I don't think they've gotten anything.
No.
A lot of anger and heartache.
Yeah. All right, so let's listen to the programs, some of the television programs, some of the radio programs that we've been monitoring over the weekend. Ken spends a lot of time listening to a lot of these shows and putting together the pieces of what folks are thinking. This certainly was a racially charged trial, no question about that. Here's Mike Huckabee talking to Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer from Harvard, who says the prosecutor in this case ought to be disbarred.
You have said that you thought the prosecutor ought to be disbarred. That's a pretty serious type of a violation to get a person disbarred. It is that serious to you?
Right, it is. She submitted an affidavit that was, if not perjurious, completely misleading. She violated all kinds of rules of the profession, and her conduct bordered on criminal conduct. She, by the way, has a horrible reputation in Florida. She's known for overcharging. She's known for being highly political. And in this case, of course she overcharged. And halfway through the trial, she realized she wasn't going to get a second-degree murder verdict, so she asked for a compromise verdict for manslaughter. And then she went even further and said that she was going to charge him with child abuse and felony murder. That was such a stretch that it goes beyond anything professionally responsible. She was among the most irresponsible prosecutors I've seen in 50 years of litigating cases. And believe me, I've seen good prosecutors, bad prosecutors, but rarely have I seen one as bad as this prosecutor, Corey.
I want to ask your reaction to the Department of Justice release that they are going to be looking at this as perhaps civil rights violations. Is that to answer the public pressure, or is there a good reason for them to be concerned about civil rights violations here?
In general, the Justice Department does not investigate civil rights violations committed by one individual against another unless that individual works for the state or the federal government. A violation of civil rights usually involves the state, the government, violating someone's civil rights. George Zimmerman can't really alone violate the civil rights of an individual, even if he were to be guilty of the crime. Now, there ought to be a Justice Department investigation, but it ought to be focused on Prosecutor Corey in this case. She really violated civil rights in this case. What she did is she filed a false affidavit in front of the judge in order to get a second-degree murder charge. She failed to tell the judge that there were photographs and failed to show the photographs that demonstrated that Zimmerman's nose had been broken, that he had wounds in the back of his head. She misled the judge into giving her an overcharged second-degree murder charge against Zimmerman. That is a true violation of civil rights. And the rest of the case is relatively routine. There was reasonable doubt written all over this case. To this day, nobody knows who struck the first blow. And that's already reasonable doubt. Nobody knows who yelled out, "Help me." Nobody can be absolutely sure who was on top and who was on bottom, but the evidence overwhelmingly suggests that Trayvon Martin was on top and was banging the head of Zimmerman against concrete, thereby risking his life or certainly risking permanent injury. That doesn't sound like a civil rights violation. That sounds like a classic case of self-defense.
All right, so there's Dershowitz on with Huckabee, and it presents a picture worth thinking about, right? 888-302-3684, comments on the results of this case, Zimmerman, and the controversy, the essence of what we all know about Trayvon Martin. They deliberated 2 days. They had the option of convicting him of second-degree murder on the a lesser charge of manslaughter. It looked like, as they asked for clarification, maybe that's what they were going to do. And so we know the rest of the story. You got to wonder, Kenny, what this altercation has done to some of these neighborhood watches in gated communities, not only around Florida, but just around the rest of the country. Because there are these sorts of things. The locals, sometimes they have a private sort of security force. But you got to wonder if there are new rules that have come out, or maybe suggesting that there are rules that ought to be followed, because that's clearly what Zimmerman did not do. And now, think about a life after this trial. What does this guy do? He's not going to get hired. Who's going to hire this guy? Where is he going to go? How is he going to get away from the limelight? Under the circumstances, I wouldn't want to be him, would you? Has he been punished enough? I guess that's the other side of it. Given what he will continue to have to confront, you know as well as I do, there are plenty of people who think he's guilty as hell. So, and there may be somebody who's running some Flatford service somewhere who'll think, "Wow, we'll hire George Zimmerman, he'll be a good poster boy for us." He's probably going to, no matter where he goes, attract negative attention, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. He's somebody who will probably need to change his name.
Yeah.
And I mean, his appearance that we've seen in court in the last week or so is much different than mm-hmm. what it was when he was
right.
Arrested a year ago.
Yeah.
So he'll probably go back to that, and so he'll look differently, and a different name would probably go to a long way to helping him get a new life.
Right. He could become Jerry Rivers. You know who Jerry Rivers is?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, that's a good trivia question. Jerry Rivers was a radio name taken by what popular radio and television personality? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Who was Jerry? Well, he still is, but he doesn't use the name Jerry Rivers any longer. What name did this person who has a name that's reasonably close to, you could figure out how Jerry Rivers came out of his real name. So who is Jerry Rivers? 888-302-3684. He used that name as a radio personality earlier in his career. I think he may have used it on TV. Did he? For a while, or was it just on the radio? I can't remember.
I thought it was just radio, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Jerry Rivers turned into whom? Or this fellow originally, his real name he's using now, but he used Jerry Rivers to become a little more acceptable in the gringo community. 888-302-3684. 16 after. This is a good day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This moment is 20 minutes after the hour, actually 19 after, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday the 15th. The Zimmerman trial, the president has called to on the nation to honor Trayvon Martin by asking ourselves if we're doing all we can to stem the tide of gun violence. The president said he understood the case provoked strong reactions but urged calm in the wake of the verdict. He said, I now ask every American to respect the call for calm reflection from two parents who lost their young son. And as we do, we ought to ask ourselves if we're doing all we can to widen the circle of compassion and understanding in our communities. All right, so there are people who want to be heard on this. We're going to take some more time on it. First, though, let's answer our 2020 quiz question having to do with who Jerry Rivers is. He was, he still is. All right, Mike's listening in Middleton, Connecticut. Hello, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
How are you?
I'm well. You?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So who is Jerry Rivers?
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera was Jerry Rivers. How did you know that? You used to listen to him, or did you? I mean, it's not something that's hidden from sight. You can find out fairly easily.
Yeah. Well, my neighbor and I, who happens to work on one of the radio stations, we used to listen when we were kids. And do trivia games back and forth. So
there, it served you well, because we're going to give you a swell Doug Steffen prize. Hold on a second, Mike. Thank you. Geraldo Rivera and Jerry Rivers are interchangeable. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Time. time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ken Kessler, our focus on Mr. Zimmerman and the resultant conversation on a lot of the News Talk radio programs that we monitor. So we get to that, and we're interested in your calls and thoughts as well. Social media, facebook.com/good day. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Albert's listening to KWAM in Memphis. Hi, Albert.
How you doing this morning?
Well, sir, and you?
Everything is great.
That's good. So what are your thoughts on the finality of the Zimmerman verdict?
I leave it to be unfair. It's, at any point, if any official, you know, law enforcement tells you or give you some information or tell you to do something, you know, you should follow up behind that. And anything after that point, the responsibility falls on that individual.
What law enforcement agency gave what information or advice to whom?
Well, when he made the call to the police and they told him not to pursue Trayvon Martin.
Was that a call to the police or was it a call to 911?
The 911 dispatch represents the police department, correct?
I'm not so sure anymore. I think 911 operators are privately paid and employed, and then they send the information along to the police. But I'm not sure that those dispatchers are any longer located in police stations.
Okay. Well, I mean,
but that doesn't take away from the fact that the suggestion was strongly made to him that he leave the guy alone and let the real authorities take care of it. They were going to come and check it out.
Correct. So after pursuing, you know, they told him not to, and he did so anyways. I mean, who takes responsibility for the situation?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who does the blame fall on? If you're in a situation or you stand up in the courtroom and the judge tells you, hey, sit down, you know, and you continue to go head on, you know, and they find you in simple court, you're going to go to jail. You're going to have to face some time for that.
Well, these the 911 people don't have that much authority, although common sense would have predicated, would seem, if George Zimmerman had any, that you wouldn't go down the street that he went down. And that brings us around to something else, Albert, that happens with people today. I find those who are in their late teenagers, in their 20s, even some people in their 30s, have been brought up with a complete lack of common sense. I find more people in that age bracket than not don't have any common sense.
Common sense
would tell you to stay away from this guy.
14 and 20, you know, most kids are trying to find themselves, you know. So, I mean, they're going to go through trials and tribulations in life just as well as you do, you know, to do what they have to do to find out who they are. Yeah. You know, that's irregardless of or who their parents are or their ethnic background. You know, that's just in human nature. You know, you're going to find yourself doing some things wrong to figure out what's right.
What do you think George Zimmerman ought to do now? What is his future? If you were him, what would you do?
I can't answer that. I'm not just saying I'm against George Zimmerman, but when you look at the facts of what's going on, me, if an officer or if I made a call to get some help and they told me, you know, to do something, I'm going to follow their information.
Their advice, you know? Yep. All right, Albert, thank you. 888-302-3684. What other comments, Kenny, have you got there that you want to pass on as we keep up with this or more people jump onto the bandwagon here?
Norma says that she's disgusted by the verdict and feels let down. Trayvon may have had some attitude, but pure and simple, Zimmerman antagonized him.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, Ken says the legal system works. Five of the six jurors were, in fact, mothers. What he wants to know is, have the home burglaries ended in that neighborhood?
Well, that's a great answer. I mean, a great question. There's no answer. Well, we can probably find the answer out. Yeah, that is actually a pretty good question. 888-302-3684. More from the radio side of this, because this is an interesting and important story for us to spend time on here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every summer, people are killed or injured in boating accidents, and it's worth reminding everyone of the facts. Now, the good news is that boating fatalities actually went down 13% from last year, but there are protocols for safe and responsible boating, starting with proper training, that can save even more lives. Operator inexperience is one of the leading factors of boating accidents. You need to look for a training course that's recognized by the U.S. Coast Guard and approved by the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators. And while there are plenty of online safety courses out there, I say nothing compares with getting great hands-on experience out in the open water. So look into programs like the Coast Guard Auxiliary's Boating Skills Course or U.S. Power Boating's On the Water Training Courses. And if you're really serious, you can even look into getting a captain's certificate. That includes testing on rules of the road, chart navigation, and safety. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Tuesdays on USA Network are about to become your favorite night of the week.
We have a deal or not?
Because two of TV's most addictive shows are back.
I'm in.
At 9, Covert Affairs returns with its most anticipated season yet.
I'm just doing my job.
And at 10, it's a new season of Suits, the most talked about show on TV.
Which and Sundance are back.
It's two can't-miss shows back-to-back. The season premiere of Covert Affairs tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, followed by Suits at 10, 9 Central, only on USA Network.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now on George Zimmerman and the results of that trial. There are rallies and there are marches following the verdict. Ken Kessler and I are having that conversation with you, and you're having it with the rest of people, those folks who are listening to this program, by dialing 888-302-3684 or doing our social media thing, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. You can be a part of the action as the demonstrators here and there chanting, praying. There were a lot of tears, Kenny, after Zimmerman was found not guilty. Rallies largely peaceful. Let's see here. In his hometown, there were, I don't understand why there were marches in Los Angeles or San Francisco. I guess, basically speaking, people all around the country are certainly very interested in this sort of thing. The Justice Department said it would look into the case to determine whether federal prosecutors ought to file criminal civil rights charges against Zimmerman. You may have heard in the last half hour Alan Dershowitz suggest that the prosecution be they all get fired and the prosecutor get disbarred because of the way the evidence was handled. Evaluation. It just shows the weaknesses in the system. And again, whether or not this is something that is appropriate, whether you think that he got away with murder, all that stuff, you got to give something to the system, whether you like it or you don't like it. The system is the system. I thought it was interesting in Manhattan, there were congregants at the Middle Collegiate Church wearing hooded sweatshirts when they went to church. What does that do? Is that provocative, Kenny? Seems a little provocative.
Well, that's what Trayvon was wearing
right,
that
yeah,
night.
Right, yeah, right. Atlanta, Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Washington, along with a host of other cities involved with some sort of protest, but there were no real riots. In Philadelphia, there were about 700 people who marched from Love Park to Liberty, to the Liberty Square where Liberty Bell is, chanting Trayvon Martin's name, no justice, no peace. That was the chant back. Trayvon Martin, no justice, no peace. At any rate. And of course, you knew that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton would weigh in on that, and I'm not even going to
absolutely
waste time.
Yeah. So,
well, it's moderately predictable. Let's listen to talk host Ron Dewey, who had the Reverend Charles Williams on his program from the National Action Network. This group called for the Department of Justice to launch the investigation that I was just talking about.
What action do you think is next or should be taken in the wake of this verdict?
Well, I think that there are many of those who are out there listening in and very concerned Americans that justice was not given in this case. And so we're continuing our call for the federal government to intercede in this issue and to prosecute. You know, I think that there is a sincere concern that an African American may struggle with getting justice in the South. I mean, we had to raise the level of consciousness and attention on this issue to get an investigation by the state, and which turned into a prosecution, and we're going to have to continue that same amount of protest and demonstration across the country, particularly in Washington, D.C., on August the 24th, to get the federal government to move also.
Some say this verdict in Florida should be the end, and then that the verdict should be respected. How would you respond to that?
Well, there's a lot of passion in this, and what you will see is that people are sincerely confused about how is it that someone can get out of their car, ill-advised of the 911 operator, hunt someone down, get in a tussle and fight with them, and then decide to shoot them and walk away free. It will be precedent-setting, and it could possibly make it so that we would turn into the Wild Wild West in Florida or in Detroit or anywhere else across this country. We don't need this type of violence, and we need to resolve this in the way we can get justice for Trayvon Martin and his family.
All right, so that assumption is that he did not get justice, even though the system in this circumstance found as they did. 888-302-3684, the NAACP involved in this as well in many of the cities around the country. Justice for Trayvon. Here's another radio host named Glenn Forbes who talked about the reactions to the verdict. And why everybody isn't really happy about it. We didn't see violence and in general, was this case worthy of that? And I asked that question knowing that some people misunderstand the question, but it's okay, I'm going to ask it anyway.
We might need to slow down with all the "my faith in humanity has been restored." I'm not there yet, but I have no problem telling you that I'm encouraged. And no, not because George Zimmerman was found not guilty. I'm encouraged because six women in Florida did what the law and the judicial system told them to do. But I'll tell you this, and Benjamin Crump has been an interesting figure throughout this entire ordeal, but let me play this because this was the line of the night.
For Trayvon to rest in peace, we must all be peaceful.
So, you would be horribly discouraged in humanity if what was threatened on things like Twitter would have actually come true. But our cities were not set on fire. There was a large peaceful demonstration in Chicago at Daley Plaza. There was a somewhat large demonstration in San Francisco, Oakland, of course. The Occupy movement, very strong there. Property damage, I've heard. But not these wide-scale riots that were predicted on Twiddle.
On Twiddle. Twiddle bum. 888-302-3684. All right, let me give you one more piece of the pie here, and then let's move on to a couple of other things that are part of conversation here this weekend. The program hosted by Don Russell, the radio show, had on as a guest legal analyst Monroe Whitesides. They talked about the judge, the jury, and the surprise.
Were you surprised at the verdict?
Well, not really. This was a case that, you know, probably should never have been tried. It was a case of obvious self-defense, although the prosecutors believed that they had a case for excessive force. The defense put up most of the credible evidence. according to the jury's verdict, you know, Zimmerman was defending himself with every means available, and it unfortunately resulted in the death of Trayvon Martin.
I'm going to ask you a really strange question. If this had happened in North Carolina, where we would have had 12 people on the jury instead of 6, do you think the outcome would have been different?
No, I think the outcome would have been the same. It's much harder to convince 12 people beyond a reasonable doubt that something happened, and that's the prosecutor's burden. I think you have a greater number of people thinking the same thing that the Florida jury thought, which was that Zimmerman was defending himself and used his gun, and unfortunately it resulted in a death.
You know, you've been a trial attorney for a long time and have seen a lot of prosecutors, probably good and bad. Do you think the prosecution could have done a better job?
Well, you know, they put up what they had, and prosecutors will always go with their best case first, and they put up, you know, the best case that they had, which was not a very good one to begin with. That's why I say, you know, this case should probably have never even been tried. But they had a dead 17-year-old and that had no gun, and then a man with a gun. So I think it was a case that they had to at least put up, as poorly as it came out. They had a case that they had to prosecute.
What'd you think of the judge? I thought she was great.
Well, I didn't think very much of the judge. I'm sorry to disagree.
That's okay.
She was testy. She seemed to jump the gun on a lot of her rulings. She seemed to have made up her mind, you know, without hearing arguments. She got into, you know, verbal confrontations with the lawyers on a regular basis. Now, you know, lawyers do that sometimes, and sometimes we deserve it. But she seemed to be antagonistic to the defense from the very start, and she did run a tight courtroom, and I'll give her that much. But I did not think that she did a very good job.
All right, so enough on this. I think we've covered it pretty well, Kenny. We'll move on to one of the other things we've heard a lot of conversation last week or so. As a matter of fact, immigration was the number one issue this past weekend on the weekly talk radio countdown show that goes through the top 10 items, the topics of the week on the 1,000 or so talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented, if you will, political talk radio shows. And so that got the treatment on both Face the Nation and Meet the Press. Let's see how much of that we can get in just a few moments here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fun. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Wow. It's the Doug Stanford Good Day program with Ken Kessler. Now our focus on immigration reform, that bill from the Gang of Eight. It hasn't gone anywhere in the House. Matter of fact, on Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to Congressman Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania about what the House is planning to do about immigration, since they don't seem to be planning to give any serious credence to the bill that passed over in the Senate.
Congressman Kelly, let me just cut to the chase on this immigration thing. Do you see any way that the House can come up with some kind of a bill that provides a path to citizenship for the 11 million people who are in this country illegally?
You know, we had quite a conversation on Wednesday about that, and I would just say this. Where I'm from, people still worry about border security, and they say, listen, we were promised before in 1986 that we'd have border security, everything would be taken care of. At that time, I think it was 3.5 million undocumented immigrants here. Now, they say 11.5 to 12 million, and we say, you know what, you look back in history, and the old saying is, that those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it. So is there a path to citizenship? I think there is. But I think our plan is about breaking it into separate pieces, having a really thoughtful and a healthy debate about it, and then doing something that makes sense for the American people. If we can't do that, then shame on us. But we've got to be able to get to a situation that makes sense for the American people. Now, back home, I don't have people asking me about that every day. Until I ask them, I say, what's the most important thing about immigration? They say, oh, my goodness, our borders are too open. We have too many people coming in. So I think the first part we need to deal with is border security.
Well, what would you do with these people? I mean, would you put them all in jail? Would you get buses and haul them back home?
No, we already know. Deporting, that doesn't make sense.
Well, of course not.
There's a way to get there, but I think that way is decided after we have a very thoughtful discussion. Everybody has a chance to weigh in. The Speaker has been very adamant that everybody will have a voice at the table.
But now, some people don't like that. This discussion's been going on for years.
Well, it has been going on for years, but it hasn't reached the peak that it's at right now. And I think because the country is looking for us to do something, I think it's important for the American people to understand, especially after the last couple months, you've got to be able to trust the people that you sent to Washington to represent you. But they also have to be thoughtful, and they have to do something that makes sense for every American. So you start then to pull back and say, but some of my constituents don't want it at all. Some of my constituents don't care about it at all. But at the end of the day, it's incredibly important to the country from an economic standpoint that we get this situation handled. So,
but at the end of the day, nothing ever happened.
You know, Bob Schieffer is becoming more and more a, I don't know if you noticed it, Kenny, instead of asking questions and being the newsman, his comment that came, well, of course they didn't, or something along that line, it doesn't do him, let's see, how do I best put this in a tactful way? But for somebody who's been around and ought to know better, how's that? Especially at the CBS, the people of the Edward R. Murrow ilk, people who really, Walter Cronkite knew how to, and Schieffer knows better than that. He worked with Cronkite. It just, I notice him becoming more and more an advocate for a point of view, and it's annoying. Anyway, other than that, Schieffer dealt with the issue, and so we'll move on to another issue in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Say it again, Doug. Patricia, whatever that is. Paying attention to the most important stories of the day here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, say hi to folks who are listening in Texas, people listening around the wonderful state of Wisconsin, Indiana. How do you do? The stations there that are fans in Raleigh, in Rhode Island, Virginia. I like listening. We have a lot of folks who are listening, three or four stations in Virginia. Always get lots of input from them. So welcome to the Big Good Day program. Here's a recap of where we are, I guess, collectively. That's a generic statement. With regard to the crash at San Francisco, and this this thing is taking a strangely bizarre twist. You may or may not have heard the story about the television station in San Francisco that, for whatever the reason, I hope all these people got fired. I don't know if you heard anything about that or not. The station was KTVU. The anchor reported the pilot names that were, you know, a spoof. They were floating around the internet. Something wrong. We too low. And well, let Daryl Parks, who is a radio host in Ohio, sort of tell the rest of the story.
The TV station is claiming the NTSB confirmed the names of those pilots, including Captain Something Wong. Now, I have a question to ask. Where did the TV stations get the four names that they call the NTSB to confirm? Now, the NTSB says it was an intern at the NTSB that confirmed the names of the pilots, but can you imagine being on the end of the phone at the NTSB in those offices and somebody calls from San Francisco, a TV station? Hi, this is Jimmy Smith at KTVU in San Francisco. I want to get some confirmation on the names of the pilots that were on Flight 214 that crashed last Saturday. Uh-huh. Well, we understand the captain's name was Captain Something Wong. Now, the person on the other end of the phone has to be snickering at that point, right? And then they go through the whole list. And the person probably says, yeah, those are the names. Now, this is what you probably don't know about local television. That went through four, maybe five, possibly six layers of people in the newsroom, right? The anchor just proves that it's that the ultimate joke in Anchorman, the Ron Burgundy story, the first movie, where he'll read anything put on the teleprompter, is true. So here's what happened. The person confirming then passed that along possibly to a writer. The writer then writes the copy. The copy goes to an editor. That copy then goes to the person that's creating the graphics package. The graphics package person who puts it in the Chiron, that's the graphics package, he is sitting there at a computer, or she, and they're typing in the names. Literally, just like if you're working on your PC at home, desktop computer. So they're typing in the names. Then they step back and they look at the screen, and they look to see, like if you're making a PowerPoint presentation, if the names are in the correct font, if the names are in the correct font size, if the names are centered on the screen, and if it looks good in the whole graphic package that they're going to put up on the screen. Then that goes to the director of the newscast. At some point, the news director is looking at the copy. You mean to tell me no one saw the joke?
What a ridiculous.
And now Asiana Airlines says it's considering legal action against this television station using these, were they racially offensive?
Yes.
Some Ting Wong?
Yeah.
We Too Low? Was there racially offensive?
Yeah.
I guess I'm looking at some of the other names that were used. It is kind of funny, but at any rate, Asiana says the legal measures are being considered because the report badly damaged the reputation of the airline and its pilots.
I would think the crash would have done that.
Yeah. I mean, how many suits do you think they're going to have against them for the pilots, no matter what their name, actually abrogating their responsibility to get the plane onto the ground because they were too busy BSing in the cockpit to pay any attention to what was going on? Although you do have to admit, it is kind of funny. At any rate, I don't know what's funnier, the names or the fact that the television station screwed it up as badly as they did. 59 after...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.